You're listening to local and regional news on KMUN. I'm Katie Frankowitz. The top four Republican candidates for Oregon governor are headed to their first debate tonight. The two frontrunners have raised the most money thanks to contributions from wealthy patrons. Former trailblazer and 2010 Oregon governor candidate Chris Dudley has raised the most with more than $2 million from 269 contributions. But nearly half of his haul came from Nike co-founder Phil Knight. Christine Drazen, a state senator from Canby, has raised around $2.1 million from more than 1,000 contributions. Her biggest contributor is Don H. Jones, Jr., founder of the Spartan Group, a network of car dealerships and real estate holdings. Jones gave nearly $500,000 to Drazen's campaign. State Representative Ed Deal has raised just over $500,000 in contributions. His largest source of support comes from a nearly $200,000 loan to himself. The Oregon Firearms Federation PAC also publicly supports him and gave his campaign $20,000. Danielle Bethel, a Marion County commissioner, has raised the least of the top four candidates, just over $206,000. Her biggest backer is Lighthouse Worldwide Solutions, a contamination monitoring company based in White City. Tonight's debate is hosted by the Oregon Republican Party. It will begin at 7 p.m. and will be live-streamed. People interested in watching can sign up on the Oregon GOP's website. Ballots for the May 19th primary go out at the end of this month. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Oregon Journalism Project and was reported by Kushbu Rathor. Also tonight, Tillamook County voters will have a chance to hear from candidates for a race on the Tillamook County Board of Commissioners and candidates in state races. The Tillamook chapter of the American Association of University Women is hosting a candidates forum for the State Senate District 16 and State Representative District 32 races, as well as the Tillamook County Position Number 3 race. The forum will be held in person at 6 p.m. at the Tillamook Bay Community College, Room 107. The forum will also be held virtually on Zoom. Questions can be submitted in advance by emailing Lisa Phipps at lisaphipps08@gmail.com. Questions may also be submitted during the forum. The questions will be read by the moderator. President Donald Trump is throwing his support behind Washington State Senator John Braun, who is running to represent the state's 3rd congressional district. In a social media post this week, the president said it was his great honor to endorse Braun, a Republican and U.S. Navy veteran. Braun is the minority leader in the state Senate. He's looking to unseat U.S. Representative Marie Glusenkamp-Perez this November. Trump also bashed Glusenkamp-Perez. He called her a radical left extremist and said she wants to open borders and to take away people's Second Amendment rights, among other things. In a statement to The Columbian, Glusenkamp-Perez denied the president's accusations, and she said she believes Braun will now be indebted to Trump. A federal judge in Oregon has ruled a state law requiring insurance plans to cover abortions and contraception violates the constitutional rights of a nonprofit that opposes abortion. Conrad Wilson reports.
In 2023, Oregon Right to Life filed a lawsuit over the state's Reproductive Health Equity Act. The law mandates insurance cover the cost of contraceptives and abortions, as well as other health care, such as screenings for sexually transmitted infections. The law allows for a religious exemption, but Oregon Right to Life didn't qualify. The nonprofit argued it should and said its First Amendment rights were violated. U.S. District Court Judge Mustafa Kabashai agreed, saying he would issue a written opinion. The full scope of his ruling won't be known until next week at the earliest. Still, Planned Parenthood, as well as Oregon Democrats, have expressed deep disappointment and concern about the ruling. Oregon Right to Life did not immediately return OPB's request for comment.
A new report finds that changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program made by the One Big Beautiful Bill are showing up in Oregon months after they took effect. KLCC's Zach Ziegler reports.
Research by the nonpartisan think tank Center on Budget and Policy Priorities showed the number of Oregonians receiving food benefits through SNAP dropped by 4% in the bill's first 6 months. In that same time, the state's unemployment rate went up 0.3 percentage point. Report author Dottie Rosenbaum says changes to eligibility and filing requirements are the only explanation.
Unemployment being flat or going up and grocery prices being high, we would have expected SNAP to be flat or even gone up over the last few months.
She says hunger is not as visible as other health problems, but one likely sign is an increase in demand at food banks. I'm Zach Ziegler reporting.
Recent research shows that homeless people with pets get placed into permanent residences more than those without companion animals. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
Inside the Bridges on Broadway facility in downtown Eugene, Mary Ragg and her dog, Sadie, get ready for a walk.
She sounds a lot more scary than she is.
Cameron Leland is the permanent supportive housing manager for Homes for Good, which operates Bridges on Broadway. When asked about a University of Southern California study that showed unhoused pet owners got placed into permanent housing at roughly twice the rate of those without pets, Leland offers this explanation.
There's a lot of day shelters and programs that may make it harder for individuals that may have companion animals to stay long term. So our community supports and shelters work on prioritizing those folks into systems that support them getting into permanent housing a little bit sooner.
For Rag, who was homeless for 17 years, it's just great having a friend.
You know, having a pet is good for you. It's good for your heart. And they love you back as much as you love them.
I'm Brian Bull, reporting in Eugene.
Sit down. Good girl.
You're listening to KMUN. Local and regional news on KMUN is brought to you by our news partners and by the KMUN News Department. Our newscasts air Monday through Thursday, beginning at 8 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. To reach out with a news tip or story idea, email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at kmun.org. Or call us during regular business hours at 503-325-0010. Thanks for listening. The American Democracy Minute is coming up next.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A head-turning new poll released April 6th found 49% of Americans are concerned that President Donald Trump will order the military to seize ballots and voting machines during the 2026 midterms. When surveyed in mid-February by the States United Democracy Center, 81% of Democrats, 40% of Independents, and 19% of Republicans responded they were very or somewhat concerned Trump could take such an action. The poll also asked whether the president should be able to issue an executive order to cancel the 2026 midterms. Trump had suggested on January 14th, we shouldn't even have an election, unquote, and expressed a similar sentiment in a January 6th speech. In the poll results, 71% of Americans somewhat or strongly disagree, including 59% of Republicans. Disturbingly, 13% of Republicans somewhat or strongly agree the president has that power, despite the Constitution's Article 1, Section 2 mandate requiring congressional elections be held every 2 years. Trump's March 2025 order on elections was largely struck down by multiple federal courts, citing the U.S. Constitution's grant of election administration to the states and Congress, not the president. His March 2026 mail-in ballot order will likely suffer the same fate. We've linked to the poll and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is KMUN.